Morgan Wallen and Don't We at Kix 101.1. I am joined right now by a Texan by the name of Addison. Welcome to Iowa.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. And did you notice we decided to bring a little bit of Texas up here to Iowa? We're talking about the weather, of course.
Oh, you know. It's like a cold front for Texas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
This is a good day.
It's a good... Wow.
We were just in Texas 48 hours ago, and it was, what, about 100 something?
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
See, we complain about, you know, the weather when it gets into the 90s. And
I always do.
Yeah. But for me, I'd rather have warm weather than cold weather.
Right.
I'm not a cold weather person at all. Well, let's... Before we play your song, I do want to welcome you to
Kix
Country.
Thank you for having me, truly.
Well, you're welcome. Addison Malloch, correct?
Malloch, actually.
Malloch.
It's Czech.
Oh.
It's Malloch. Weird.
Yes, Malloch. Oh, cool. I love it. Yeah. So where are you from in Texas?
I'm from Edna, Texas, about 2 hours south of Houston, way south.
How did you get into this country music thing?
Oh, you know, I started doing theater, actually. That was my first introduction, really, to the arts, and then... I moved away from home when I was a junior in high school to go study theater. And while I was there, I missed my family so much. That's when I started writing music and listening to my dad's playlist. And he had a bunch of country songs on there. And that's when the country music bug kind of hit me.
Oh, that playlist. Your dad's. Mm-hmm. Name some of those
Discovered
artists.
Chris Stapleton. And that was it from there.
Oh, okay. Okay. I can understand that. Yeah. Tell us about your song.
Whiskey After Women is... I love Whiskey After Women. It's basically about... how there's not many whiskeys named after women, and that song will kind of tell you why.
Hmm. Okay. Let's give a listen to Whiskey After Women.
Don't reach for it.
Addison Malloch and Whiskey After Women. She is live in the Kix studio. Addison, did you write this song?
Yes, I wrote it with my friends Michael, Seth, Scott Barrier, and Shannon.
So tell me the story behind this song, because I've heard some pretty interesting stories from artists lately. So what is the story behind Whiskey After Women?
This song here, I was having such a rough day for this write. And my car was a mess, my room was a mess, and my mama was coming in town. I live in Nashville now, and so my parents will come in and visit me when they can. I try to show them that I'm an adult with having a clean house and a clean car. So I was just trying to clean. I was getting so stressed out. And my manager, Michael, he was like, Addison, I just feel something in the air. I feel like we need to write this song today. And so I just shoved everything in my closet and called it good. But when we were in the write, one of the co-writers, he was like saving this hook, especially for me, which was really cool. And we actually later found out that a couple of other artists had passed on this hook. And so he kind of had this idea of how if whiskey was named after women, men would go broke, which is true. But we just massaged it and made it more of a female perspective. And it was just fun writing with friends.
Yeah. Your voice it reminds me a little bit of Martina McBride.
Thank you.
Carrie Underwood.
Thank you.
The two I can think of right off the top of my head, they're just female powerhouses.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. So have you met Carrie? Have you met Martina?
Not yet? Oh my gosh, I would love to.
Yeah?
I actually am putting Last Name by Carrie Underwood in my set for my next couple shows. So I love Carrie Underwood and Martina. Always sing Broken Wing.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great song. Mm-hmm. Great song. So you're in Texas. You are in theater, decide to get into the music thing. When did you move up to Nashville? How old are you?
I just turned 20 yesterday.
Oh, gee. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
How does it feel to be almost legal?
Good. Really good. Because I really want to make some Addison whiskey, but you can't until you're 21. So I'm just waiting to get to that 21. But yeah, I moved to Nashville about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I love it. Have you been to Nashville?
It's been a long time since I've been to Nashville. Yeah, I know. When I was in Nashville, the Grand Ole Opry House, no, not the Grand Ole Opry House, the Country Music Hall of Fame, the new one had not even been built yet.
Oh, wow.
So it was back in the 90s.
Oh, my goodness.
That I was there last, yeah. Always want to go back, but
definitely.
For some reason, I'm not able to. But, you know, one of these days, I'm just going to say, you know,
just
road trip.
Go. Exactly. Yeah. It'll be more fun when I'm 21.
I'm sure.
We can go together.
Yeah, no kidding. Have you gone to the Bluebird? Have you done anything
with
the Bluebird?
That was one of the first places I went when I moved to town. And I actually almost worked there. And I had one day of training, and I was like, oh, no. I was like, this is not the job for me. I love it, but the people that work at the Bluebird, they are such hard workers because it is always busy, but you have to stay silent.
Right.
There's only two servers usually working at a time. And for me, I was just too busy with my own music to be able to swing that job. Yeah. But it's such a magical place, truly. And I love the show Nashville. So
So have you not had a chance to actually perform at the Bluebird yet?
Not yet.
That's
not
one,
yet
on your bucket list
for sure. And Grand Ole Opry, all those places.
Yeah. Well, you're just starting out, so you know, you gotta go, you know, one goal at a time. Yeah. All right, you're gonna get yourself ready, and then we're gonna play one song, and then we will be right back.
Thank you.
With Addison Mullock here at Kix 101.1. Shaboozy and Jelly Roll, amen. A Kix 101.1 in studio with me, Addison Mullock. And Addison, you were talking about Shaboozy. You've become a fan of his.
Saw him at CMA Fest. He was great. He was really great. Always loved his songs, but definitely came away a fan for sure.
That's neat. You're going to sing for us your next single.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about that song, please.
Well, I wrote the song with Scott Barrier, Michael Seff, and Shannon Bisoni. And we wrote it after watching the show Landman. And Landman is basically, if you haven't seen Landman, it's an awesome show. Really need to watch it. But it's all about the oil field life in Texas. Okay. And growing up where I'm from, we have these things called boom towns. And it's basically where oil hits and it's really great. But then once the oil runs dry, it becomes a desolate town. And there's a lot of those in Texas. And so I wrote this song basically about a powerful woman running a boom town.
All right.
There's a rumble in the ground, rolling in like thunder. Oh, I'm the Lone Star Lilith, he won't see coming. All eyes on me, on these dusty streets of gold, where the scent of the oil leads to where the money flows. And I'll land the man with the drive in his eyes. And he thinks I'm his, but he'll be mine when I hit this boom, 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 boom town. Oh, I'll be making my plans without him making a sound. I stand by his side, pin him down, treat him like a king, but I wear the crown just a matter of time until I run this boom. Boom, boom, boom town. Well, I chase the power, the riches, the thrill. And so I locked him down and I moved in for the kill. This wildcat's played a wild card to win his heart. A small price to pay to have a trophy on his arm. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, we ain't moving on till this town runs dry, or he starts to have a wandering eye. When I hear this boom, 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 boom town, oh, I'll be making my plans without him making a sound. I'll stand by his side, pin him down, treat him like a king, but I wear the crown just a matter of time until I run this boom, 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 boom town. Boom, 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 until I run this boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom town. And now I run this boom, 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 boom town. Oh, I'll be making my plans without him making a sound. I stand by his side, pin him down, treat him like a king, but I wear the crown just a matter of time until I run this. Now I run this, now I run this boom, 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 boom town.
Woo!
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow. Addison Mullock, Boomtown.
Thank you.
Wow. You're a powerhouse. What can I say?
I thank you so much. I love singing.
Well, yeah, I can tell. Now, you are in Kix Country for a reason. Where are you at tonight?
Oh, I'm in Hampton, Iowa tonight.
Okay. Tell
me
about
that. I'll be a little town square show. Mm-hmm. They do this thing called Tuesdays on the Town, and basically the town just comes out and listens to live music, has hamburgers, and gets to hang out in the town square. It'll be super fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, and I mean, the weather can't be... I mean, the weather is perfect for something like that.
It's not too hot.
What time do you go on stage tonight?
6 to 7.
Okay, so that's not too bad.
No, not too bad. No. I mean, in Texas heat, shoot, I'll be out there for 3 hours plus sometimes.
Oof, wow.
Drink lots of water.
Yeah, no kidding. It is, by the way, it's a social media day today, in case you didn't know that. Yeah. So if people are looking for you on socials, where can they find you, Addison?
Yeah, you can find me at Addison Malik Music, spelled A-D-Y. S-E-N-M-A-L-E-K on all different platforms.
Okay, so that's where they find you. Yeah. That's a very interesting way of spelling your name.
Yeah.
How did your mom and dad come up with that one?
You know, my dad wanted to name me Kale.
Kale?
Like the lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yes. And for some reason, my mom was like, no. I don't know where they got Addison from. I need to figure out that story and see why they spelled it that way.
Yeah, because that's a very unusual way mm-hmm. of spelling Addison.
Yeah.
Because I looked at him going, how do you...
And my little brother's name is Miles. And my dad wanted to name him Bonner, like the reindeer.
Oh, my
gosh. I don't know what was up with that guy.
I'm so glad your mom won those arguments. Good
she rules
grief.
The roost.
Yeah, in more ways than one. Well, thank you so much, Addison.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Enjoy Iowa and have fun in Hampton tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Addison Mullock, Kix 101.1.